Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I have had more requests for tickets for this game than our last Super Bowls. The love, the excitement. I've never seen it. And I did all the advance work in 1996. I guess it was the summer of 97 when we played there, and it was a fun trip, and I enjoyed that. But it was nothing. We were hustling to try and get people in the stands. And this is the biggest thing to happen in Dublin. I mean, it's massive. It's like the draft is going to be here in Pittsburgh.
And I'm thinking to myself, for fans who are going for the first time, what's kind of your cheat code to enjoy Dublin while they're there?
Well, I mean, you know, the tours of Dublin, which a lot of them include Viking ruins and you know, the Viking invasion, but there's a couple of really good tours of the history, you know, the ancient history that I talked about, going to Trinity College, the Book of Kells, seeing some of the great writers, you know, the great poet Seamus Heaney, you know, obviously so many of these amazing writers, Oscar Wilde, who all hung out in and around Trinity College, Dublin. So I think those are some good things to do. And then the Steelers have some really fun things. So we're going to be taking over a bar called Fitzsimmons Pub in the Temple Bar section of the town. And then in Marion Square, I think it's starting on Thursday, we have a tailgate going every day until Sunday morning. So there's going to be a lot of traditional Irish things to do, as well as some fun Steeler activities.
Not too long ago, Jim, on the program this morning, Larry mentioned that you have just returned from Ireland, and I'm curious to know if you're going back for the game.
I am not.
What?
So I have many, many family members that are going to be here, but I have to be in town. I have a meeting in New York City, which everyone said you could have made, but I didn't trust it on Monday that I have to be at.
Wow. I'm curious, how many Arts and Dans in your family? Have you ever counted?
Well, there's just as many Jims, you know. So Art, Dan, and Jim were the chief and his two brothers. Their grandparents were either named Dan, Art, or Jim. And Jim Rooney, as I tell them all, as I remind them, was the first Rooney to leave Ireland and was who the original Steeler team was named after. So there's a lot of those three names.
I can't imagine what your mom and dad would have been thinking about this trip, you know, because your dad hosted, while he was ambassador, games on the grounds, right, at the ambassador residence.
Right. The 4th of July game was just such, it was a flag football game, and it was tremendous. And, you know, mainly it was played by the Marines who were serving, and at the center of the field, he had the seal of the United States of America. And we're going to replicate that. We're going to do several flag football games, including in Northern Ireland. So on Friday, my brother Art and my nephew Dan are doing a quick swing through Belfast and Newry, the town where the Rooneys are from. And they're doing a kicking clinic, a couple flag football clinics. And then they're going to do some work with the American Ireland Fund. They're going to visit a school that the Ireland Funds, which is the organization my father started to help bring peace, culture, and charity support to Ireland. They're doing a major visit in the north on Friday.
Jim, what's the mood in Dublin? What's the atmosphere that you left behind?
It's as excited as I've ever seen. I mean, it's like the Super Bowl. And, you know, I mean, everyone is fired up. The NFL, I have to give the NFL credit. I mean, you know, it's important from a Steelers standpoint, but the NFL has really made it look first class. It's professional. You see all over the place. You can see all kinds of fun and exciting sort of signage. And the community has bought in a way that you know, again, as I said, 20, 30 years ago, we just didn't get this type of buy-in. And it's so fun to see them this excited about Pittsburgh, about the NFL, about American football.
Are they aware, Jim, of the close connection? We have so many Irish connections here in southwestern Pennsylvania. So when people go to Dublin that are going for the first time, they're going to be very welcomed by the natives, correct?
Well, to be fair, the Irish are some of the most kind and welcoming people I've ever been. I've had the chance to travel all over the world, and there's wonderful people everywhere, and I've seen terrible towels everywhere in the world. But, you know, I have to say that I've never seen the Irish treat anyone with anything but the biggest welcome, and, you know, offering them a pint of Guinness and having them, you know, if you say I don't have a place to stay, they'll have you stay at their home. So they're welcoming to everyone. But I think the years of the Pittsburgh connection has been strong, and people will feel a special gleam in the eye, as they say, when they tell someone they're from Pittsburgh over there.
And the game airs Sunday here at 9:30 in the morning, 2:30 local time in Dublin. Steelers, Vikings. Very excited. Jim, appreciate your time this morning. We'll catch up and enjoy the game. And tens of thousands of Pittsburghers are going to enjoy Ireland.
When are you headed over, Larry?
Tomorrow after the show.
All right. Well, you have a good, safe trip, and call us a winner.
I'm excited about the opportunity. It's a chance of a lifetime, and we're going to make the most of it. Thanks so much, Jim.
Thanks, guys. We'll see you.
Jim Rooney, son of the late, great Ambassador Rooney of Ireland, and his Different Way to Win book is in an audio form now. It's really enjoyable.
The story about his ancestors driving away the Vikings is a classic.
That?
It's an absolute classic.
That was tremendous.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.